Hey guys, today on Wontong Noodle Shop, we have a guest named Darwin.
Nahoro!
We also have a second guest named Nafiz.
Hi.
These two have actively been trying to inform people of teen violence and its impacts and how to prevent it.
Yeah, so over the years, I've taught about it with my partner Nafiz. We're here today to tell you some facts and how to prevent this type of behavior. In 2014, 4,300 people ages 10 to 24 are victims to these homicides. 1 to 5 students in school have been reported to be bullied by other students.
Violent acts can cause emotional harm to any victim involved. Youth violence can increase the risk of behavioral and mental health issues. Homicide is the third leading cause of death for teens, like in Romeo and Juliet, Tybalt and Mercutio's duel, and the match ends in Tybalt killing Mercutio.
Have you met people who are victims of this?
Yes, I've met people who were victims of this, and it felt good being able to help these people out of this predicament.
Have these people been keeping themselves locked up because of teen violence?
About 5.6% of people did not go to school in the 30 days preceding the survey because they were scared or felt unsure about going to school.
Does most teen violence happen at school?
Teen violence does mostly happen at school. Most teen violence is caused by bullying, and 20.2% of bullying happens at school, and approximately 2.6% of all youth homicide in 2012 to 2013 occurred at school. But teen violence can be online and or outside of school. Teen violence happens at any place in the world, but teen violence is indeed more common in school grounds.
Is there any way to prevent teen violence?
Since most teen violence is related to bullying, many schools have implemented an app on phones where students can report bullying anonymously. We have been engaging with victims to speak up to teachers and report any violence they were involved in. However, trying to interfere in any type of violence yourself could make it worse. For example, in Romeo and Juliet, Mercutio tries to prevent Tybalt by jumping in, but ends up making it worse by causing a fight. If you have witnessed or been involved in teen violence, you should report it to a teacher or a trusted adult about this issue.
Thank you, Nafiz and Darwin, for being here on today's podcast and teaching us many things about teen violence and how to prevent it. Once again, this is Sean and Wontong Noodle Shop, and I'll see you next time.